This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
All right, we're back. And I use the word lightly. Explain that joke, Pizzaramba.
Pizzaramba, my favorite brand of pizza. I'm back.
I can't believe it. It's a real beatnik clubhouse today. We're just flying by the seat of our pants after a nice Labor Day weekend. It is summer here at Roberta's, but we're lucky. Zaramba's back in the Durwood Kirby chair, a joke that no one gets.
I hope it remains that way. Who said it? I wish to remain an enigma to the world and to myself.
I believe that was Durwood Kirby, actually.
That was Durwood Kirby, the host of one of the most famous TV shows, Candid Camera. Everyone thinks that Alan Funt was the host, but he was not. He was merely Durwood's guest every week. And why was that, Mike? Do you think it had something to do with the fact that Durwood Kirby was a big-time wasp?
I think the Jew-to-wasp ratio that had to be preserved on CBS right. In the old days could have been a factor. And every time we talk about Candid Camera, I just worry about my younger demographic and this Durwood Kirby jokes. You're killing me, Pete. But speaking of the youth of today, is your bandmate, colleague, and partner, Keith Strang, who just dropped in.
He's a drop-in guest.
This is fantastic.
He just came here from where? Scandinavia?
I was in Stockholm a few days ago. Just flew in so I could be part of the show today. I mean, can you believe that?
We heard you saw some famous rock and roll people on the streets and in concert.
I saw famous rock and roll people on the streets and in concert. Oh. I saw Neon Leon.
Talk about challenging the demographics here. Let's move on. Who else did you see?
Well... in concert, I saw the Great Dictators play.
The Dictators. They've been on a roll.
They're on a big roll right now, tearing their way through Europe. I believe they're in England at the moment. Not sure. There are just so many dates. They're going to so many different cities. And also the night I saw the Dictators, our good friends, the Nomads were opening.
The Nomads.
Knockout show.
The godfathers of Swedish action rock.
Who else used to play with the Nomads?
You saw that Australian guy, right?
I saw the Australian guy for the first time, Nick Cave.
If you want to feel smart, I recommend going to see him.
I better buy my ticket right away then.
You should buy two tickets, right?
Mo used to say. Larry said fish is good brain food, and Mo said, you know, you should eat a whale. I should buy a few tickets. Was the concert good, Keith?
The concert was good.
You've never seen him before.
Scaled down acoustic, more or less, show, but it was still electric.
Was it Nick Cave unplugged?
It was basically that, but they were still plugged in, so I enjoyed it. Because I was actually afraid it might be just an acoustic show, because acoustic shows... Cannot always be that exciting.
You got to know how to do it.
Unless you're Mike Edison.
Exactly. Have you seen the movie? The Nick Cave movie. Has anybody seen the...
It was that the remake of something, Mutant on the Bounty?
No, like a bio thing.
That would be great.
Documentary.
No, Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
It's really good.
Did you feel smart after watching it?
I didn't feel smart after watching it. I felt... relieved.
You know what? That was over.
So I think after all the good stuff that I've been hearing about Nick Cave over the past 30 years, I think that his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Cave, should be very proud.
The Cave family.
Very proud of him. Very proud.
So those dulcet tones, those sultry tones, are our friend Karen from Jalopy.
Karen! Hello. Karen's here.
Not a
drop-in.
A real beat chick. We've got all the old beatniks here today.
So what have you been up to, Mike? I heard you were playing last night.
Last night, we played at the Garden State Social Club.
Where?
Did a turn at the Beast of Bourbon. It's kind of a barbecue place, which I think they call that Bed-Stuy, where it is, right? It's sort of the top Bushwicker Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, we should get our bands back together.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's have a reunion.
We should have a reunion.
All right, well,
you've heard it, talk to my people.
Yeah, well,
wait, I am my people.
Wait, I am my own management team.
Okay, well, let's talk, you and me then. See the way we just cut through the useless middleman there, Zaremba?
I know.
See how that happened? That's how it happens. The fast world of rock and roll.
It's the fastest 30 minutes on radio. And I think, again, today's show should be extended to 60 minutes because we have too much to discuss.
It's
been a while since I've been in the studio because we had the great Simon Chartier. Simon Bar Sinister was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and it was such a furiously fast 30 minutes that we...
Did he perform?
Boy, did he.
Of course.
And explain the secret of Bo Diddley. So I recommend that you tune in because he played with Bo Diddley. And there is this sort of like, there's an upticky little thing
that
no white person would ever possibly figure out, you know? Except for Simon, of course, because he played with the man. And tuned into Arts and Seizures a couple weeks ago. And he explains the secret.
He's got the secret of Bo Diddley.
Also, he did like a pretty good punk rock hate rant against some surfers in Rockaway that he wants to kill. But,
yeah, he is a surfer. I know that.
He just has to send him out into the water, right? Don't they all?
Simon's like
anyway?
The last real thing, man. He has this like 19-foot like wooden longboard that he rides,
It's
like crazy. You're talking about caveman shit. But we had a good gig last night at the barbecue place with our friends Jane Lee Hooker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jane Lee Hooker. I love them.
Yeah.
I played with them. I was playing with this.
You told me they were great.
I think they are great. Do you like them?
I like them very much.
I do too.
Like the female humble pie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
Well,
she's kind of like Rod Stewart. She even looks a bit like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, well, very sad. He's a little like, very hard. You know?
I love them. I thought they're great.
Yeah,
I got to get some more original songs, but besides that,
what's the point?
Yeah,
you
really.
Guys
what's
put too
the
much
point?
Emphasis on the songwriting nonsense. There are plenty of good songs already written.
You know, that's a good point.
All the good songs. That is a good point, actually.
You know, we're going to have to save Ringo.
I didn't say all the good songs are written.
They've all been written.
What's going on with Ringo?
Ringo,
I just came in from Stockholm.
Discuss Ringo later. Let's not bring up
I was worried he was dead when he brought it up. I was like, oh my God, what happened to Ringo?
No, not yet.
We love Ringo, but let's talk about him in a second.
Well, Ringo, the most talented Beatle. The only talented Beatle.
Wow.
That's huge.
Okay, he was my favorite Beatle. Everyone's favorite Beatle?
Since we came out against...
No.
What?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite
Beatle? I have
to
say George Harrison was
really?
My favorite Beatle.
No,
yeah.
Paul wrote schlocky songs.
Okay.
Having a favorite Beatle is like kind of like
and
having
John...
a favorite strain of malaria. I think just the Beatles are like... A lot of these guys are like...
Ringo.
No, I just don't
Ringo.
Understand. No, the Beatles are these like
Bingo.
Sacred cows. Like,
the Beatles
listen,
are bigger than malaria.
Wait, let me ask you this. Are you a Rolling Stones guy?
Well, obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, you know, I'm on board.
Not that obvious.
You know.
I'm on board.
Well, look. It's not like I hate everything the Beatles ever did. But for every great thing they did, every Your Blues or every like Helter Skelter, some rocky fucking raccoon, they go and ruin the whole thing.
Well, that's the Paul song,
Hey Jude is like the most boring song I've ever heard in my whole fucking life.
Octopus's Garden. Paul. Oh, that was Ringo.
Hey Jude is like 9 minutes of tedium. It's like listening to a mentally challenged person like
Except
do their piano lesson.
That I was in a bar, I think, two nights ago where everyone collectively sang that song impromptu to the band that started to play. They launched into Hey Jude, the crowd did, and the band picked it up and played the whole thing. So
really?
The problem with the Beatles is not so much that...
I just want to hurl. Just
I know, but
that.
The feeling was good. But the thing was...
Where
that
was this? Who was this?
This was at the Jalopy Tavern, and it was a bunch of people who probably, know the Beatles. But that's the problem. Everybody knows the Beatles. Too many people know the Beatles. The Beatles were overknown. Maybe
the Beatles
that's
were overknown. Well, that's just what I'm saying. It's like,
overknown.
I mean, That'll
be our new album.
It's a rib, a little bit. But seriously, for a song, band that popular to have that such a bad song to good song ratio, it's kind of, I don't really get it.
You know, I'm just saying that when all is said and done, Ringo winds up being probably the nicest Beatle.
Nicest by far.
I think actually Paul came off the whole thing looking pretty good. I mean,
he's
managed. But the thing is, so Ringo finally gets into the Rock and Roll Mall of Fame. Right? Bullshit. So, but he was like, he was already in, obviously, as a Beatle, but now he's in as a solo act because of Paul McCartney called Jan. Who the fuck knows what really
happened? Maybe they'll put him in for
the third time. Against this whole.
I think he's
Rock
gonna...
and Roll Hall of Fame concept because, whatever. I mean,
I
but upon closer examination, I just want to posit, though, that Ringo First of all, after they broke up, right, and these guys could have gotten anybody to play their drums on their records, and they all called Ringo.
Of course.
Right, that was the first call they made.
Except okay. John, right?
Okay. John, no, Ringo was plays in the first Plastic Ono Band record. Mm-hmm. That's all him. That and like that was like
who plays drums on Instant Karma? That's not Ringo. Right?
I think it was Alan White. Maybe someone, somebody,
horrible.
One of our listeners,
some studio
probably,
guy,
terrible.
Call me in and correct me. But Ringo's all over that Plastic Ono record. And
they were
Ringo's hits
trio.
Compared to like, I mean, name, you know, I mean, they're just good down the line. They are, you know. Wow. Don't Come Easy, Back Off.
I love that.
Don't Come Easy, it's great, right?
50% of the Beatles.
Song. Photograph.
Right.
Okay, Your 16 was a misstep, okay.
Yeah,
Oh
yeah.
My, Snookeroo. And of course, the No No song. Let's come on. The No No song.
Okay, I got to say something.
I say
now.
No.
You know, I am doing this show on.
I mean, it's a lot better than Motherfucking Kintyre. Let's just say.
I'm doing my show on Sirius Radio in the Underground Garage.
Very serious radio.
Very serious.
When you do it.
Well, listen, I have to say, one thing that struck me coming into this studio after doing that is this is a very primitive setup you have here, Mike.
I find it to be quite deluxe.
Really?
So that's quite primitive.
Really? The Beatnik Clubhouse here at Average Radio is too primitive for...
Are you guys not like to have cocktails on your radio show?
It's not like your serious...
That's the thing.
That's my first question.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
How much pizza is little Steven giving you, buddy?
You have a better chair there.
Yeah, right?
Is it a better chair?
Well, it sounds like NPR to me. No pizza radio.
Okay, I'll say this much. You know what? You know, you're a fan, so in Duck Soup, When Chico becomes a traitor, but then he comes back and Groucho says, "Ciccolini, you traitor, what are you doing here?" And Chico says, "Well, the food's better."
How's it going on, Siri?
It's going good. Radio. But I was going to say that on one of my play things, we did do the song from Ringo's new record, Rory and the Hurricanes. And it's like, it's about his, you know, when he was in the Hurricanes before he was in the Beatles. And you'd figure, hey, that could be pretty rocked out because Rory and the Hurricanes were pretty, you know, for English guys, they were pretty rock and rolling. And instead, it's the most overproduced, middle of the road, sappy tune. Man.
Nostalgia is like a cancer, too.
Right? It's like it shouldn't be nostalgic. It should be. That could be cool, Rory and the Hurricanes.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I remember. You know, they for English guys, they were, you know, they were rocking. Pretty good imitation of American rockabilly guys.
One or two good bands came out of England imitating American music.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It happened.
That's the thing. When you go back in time, you basically are being nostalgic, and you're never really going to capture what you were then now because you have the money to make a really good overproduced album.
He has the money, right?
Yeah.
And probably, oddly enough, not the confidence, you know, that he's going to go with, like, you know, so-and-so says, yeah, you need to triple track this and do that.
You don't think being married to Barbara Bach for all those years gave him some level of confidence?
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Really.
That's
Come
a good
on.
Thing.
I think, hey. Yeah, marry a Bond girl.
Marry a Bond. You haven't married one, Mike?
That's right.
I'm still young. I'm still young.
You're still young. You can still...
Your girlfriend is like
Ursula
a Bond
Andress is still out there somewhere, right?
Again?
Ursula Andress?
Oh, yeah, somewhere. She's
around.
She's out there.
She's out there. Mike.
She's around.
Next time you're on tour in Germany or wherever she hangs out.
I'll have to go in search of Ursula Andress.
That's right. So since this is the Heritage Network.
It is the Heritage Network.
We're talking about
Network.
Some food here. Mike, have you discovered any new vegetables? have you been searching for any new vegetables?
Well, you know, it's very difficult here. The acidity of the soil in Bushwick is
But they might find, like, a new vegetable no one's ever discovered.
Right? It's like our radio show. It's like the vegetable in the Heritage radio show that the normal people listen to this station just have not discovered or are appalled when they do. But back to the Beatles for a second. I gotta say, though, you know, as much as I am not a Paul McCartney fan or haven't been over the years, he's the guy that I gotta tell you, like when I see him on TV, he's kept this band he's had together, he has now longer than the actual Beatles were together. And he keeps these guys, and he's got a monster drummer and these like really talented guitar players. Yeah. And I watch him on TV and I'm like, holy shit, this guy's like really got it together, considering like really how bad, if you really look at how bad John Lennon's solo career really was, and sort of how Happenstap and his bands just weren't that together, and he didn't really perform live a lot. And George Harrison was just like this namby-pamby nonsense.
A lot of
Lennon, it's not the greatest thing I ever heard.
He's down.
Okay, but Paul McCartney made a record with a guy from the fucking Germs.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Right? Right? Was it right with like the guy, I know the one guy was in the Foo Fighters, whatever, Dave.
Yeah.
But he was in Nirvana and Pat Smear. Right? Was on there. So the guy from the Germs made a record with the Beatles. This is a moment of like postmodernism that I can embrace.
Get my phone.
Is it, or is it just a desperate attempt to like.
By the Germs.
Scrape some kind of artistic value back into your music by grabbing someone who has one. Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah, the Germs career was petering, so they called Paul McCartney. That's the way I like to believe it happened.
Was that Darby Crash or
Darby Crash?
We met him.
We almost ran him over with our car.
You almost ran over a doggy.
We saw him
Darby
before,
Crash.
And then he was dead 2 days later.
2 days later, we had nothing to
we
do
met
with that.
Darby, and we were at a party. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, that
it was
really
our
crazy
introduction to
hair.
Hollywood. The Fleshstones arrive in Hollywood. We go see Darby Crash at the Starwood. He's dead within 48 hours.
Okay.
Talking about vegetables.
Propter Hocker.
Talking about vegetables. I, you know, and you were talking about cocktails. This is where vegetable meets the cocktail. what I did was I had him adjust our bartender here.
Angostura bitters?
No.
No, that's
I had our bartender.
Which is the vegetable and which is the cocktail?
The vegetable might be drinking
it. The vegetable is holding the cocktails.
You're becoming the vegetable.
We were playing animal, mineral, and vegetable once when we were kids with Anders Goldfarb. And our neighbor, Georgie Klein, Georgie Klein's little sister came up to us and we were saying, who's a mineral, who's a vegetable? And then the little sister said, oh, my brother Georgie's a vegetable. That's pretty sharp for a three-year-old.
Yeah.
You know? Was he diminished mentally? Or?
No.
All right.
This cocktail, okay, it's like a Negroni, but I had the bartender, I asked him, to substitute instead of Campari, to put in Cinar, which is the artichoke.
Artichoke, very bitter. Very
artichoke
that's
bitter.
That's the Italian approach.
It's very Italian. It's almost like a mensa, but which we've had in the famous Nardini distillery in Bassano by the Ponte di Bassano.
All right, I have a feeling we're going to be here for a while.
We're going to be here for a
while. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. I've got Ringo queued up.
You have Ringo?
I've got Ringo queued up. Why the fuck not? And we're going to take a break, then Karen's going to sing a completely filthy X-rated song, and we're going to drink more. We're going to send out from Pete for pizza.
You're listening Roberta's Pizza.
It better be Roberta's Pizza.
Roberta's Pizza.
Hashtag Pizza Whore. It's how we get paid here. but you're listening to Arts and Seizures here with the Fleshtones and Karen from Jalopy here on the
and your host,
Radio
Mike Edison
Network. Thanks, Pete. Yep. All right.
This song is the sole reason I'm up here tonight, and it's called the No-No Song. Thank you.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Very lucky.
God, I got to learn to say no to the no-no song. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
That's the first time I've heard it.
No, is also a hair remover now.
Oh,
people
man.
Know No as a hair.
And I'm not
remover.
Sure I dig its message either. So Karen, you're gonna get I promised everybody in Radioland that we're gonna work blue today.
Yes, let's do blue. This is a filthy song I wrote. I'm a three-time filthy song champion in
three-time filthy song champion.
It's almost a menage a trois.
That
is held at the Jalopy Theater in Brooklyn, Columbia Street in Red Hook. And it's every year around Christmas time. It's sort of my Christmas tradition. So this song, they're all true, usually, and this one is especially true. It was a story, instead of what happened to me directly, which we'll get into later, this was something that was told to me. I basically have to preface this by saying I have a political platform called Orgasm for World Peace. Because I think that if more women were actually orgasming, they'd get along a lot better with men, and then eventually, like, harmony would ensue. So I think, like, what's happening in the world is basically a lot of these women are all stopped up and crabby. So anyway, I talk often about orgasm two guys at bars.
The guy in the Durwood Kirby chair is trying to sort this out.
And this is a conversation that has ensued due to my political platform. A guy I met in a bar, we were talking smack about all the different ways to give it a whack. We were trading stories and getting drunk when he brought up the junk in his trunk. When a lady tries, he says he'll pass. He doesn't take it in the ass. It's an exit only, he cried with such glee that I kind of thought he was lying to me. Well, I tried to shock him. I said, why deny the pleasures of your brown eye? He said, no, I'm well aware, but keep this secret I'm about to share. Oh, I like to flog and log. I like to flog and log. That means when he's sitting there taking a dump, he grabs his dick and he gives it a pump. He likes to flog and log. Well, I was actually blown away. For once I didn't know what to say. It's the first time I heard about jacking off and squeezing out a turd. Well, you know, he said it makes perfect sense if you're hungover or really tense. It's better than the hair of the dog. When nature calls, just flog and log. Oh, he likes to flog and log. He likes to flog and log. He likes to masturbate and eliminate. He likes to beat his meat and excrete. Oh, he likes to flog and log. Well, I shouldn't have revealed his secret. He believed I would never leak it. But if there's a guy out there bored with his routine, now you got excitement in the latrine. Well, if someone admits this, don't be mean. You know all his pipes are clean. It's perfectly natural and safe anal sex, and it doesn't involve any foreign objects. Oh, he likes to flog and log. He likes to flog and log. He likes to flog and log. Don't be late for work. Combine your morning shit and your daily jerk.
That's Bravo. Why Karen is the three-time filthy song champion.
Thank you very much.
Heavyweight.
That was last
filth.
Year's winner.
That was heavyweight filth.
Yeah, heavyweight filth. I found out
by
later.
The way, is remember the CPR kit's located in the booth? Can you just apply? Can you just apply it to yourself?
I found out later there's something worse called a Blumpkin, which I didn't know actually happened. Do you know about this?
Blumpkin?
No.
Okay,
no.
Let's not
I'm just gonna no, and that's my answer. I'm sticking to it.
Oh, he knows.
Okay, phew.
Oh, man.
I get sweaty just thinking about that song.
The Blumpkin?
Yeah.
Strang, the Blumpkin? You gotta take a wager on what this is?
No, I have to look
that
up.
Is anything like
Wikipedia.
A plate shot?
What's a plate shot?
Don't even go there.
We're not going there.
Oh, come on, go there.
You know, that's what happens in the Fleshstones van stays in the Fleshstones van.
Yeah. Dining, you know, that did not make the book, let's put it that way.
Fine dining establishment.
Yes. Okay.
Go on.
Well, I'm talking about plates.
Oh, plates, yeah.
Okay, that's all. Anyway, is there some pizza coming?
We're really setting the bar high here at the Heritage Radio Network today. Tell you what,
about that Ringo?
What about that Ringo?
What about that Ringo?
I think he's got a good career. I think he's got a future ahead of him. I think he's got a bright. I think he can make it in this business.
He's got a struggle, but I think he can.
I mean, seriously, how many good hits did John Lennon actually have? Like, whatever gets you through the night, it's pretty good.
I don't know.
You don't like Instant Karma. Imagine is just retarded. That's even worse piano playing than Hey Jude.
I don't know.
But it's retarded money. I mean, it's so
it is probably the worst piano playing on any record that was a hit. Put it that way. I mean, of course, you're always going to find some record, you know.
I can't even think of one track I like that John Lennon did solo.
I like the whole first Plastic Ono Band record. I mean, they're not like, Well, Well's great. Yeah, I found out. Those are cool songs.
Yeah.
You know, stripped out. It's good. It sounds like a rock and roll record. I like the Yoko version, too. It sounds kind of like...
What's that sort
like
of
Proto Stooges kind
mother,
of noise?
You had me, but I didn't have you. I mean, I mean, I understand, you know, the pain and whatnot, but it's really, I didn't know if I needed to be.
You like your anguish here on the radio, not.
Yeah, the anguish could be served in a more tasty.
Not a plate shot, perhaps. Right,
not a plate shot. Not a plate shot.
The plate shot of recordings.
The plate shot's
John and mother. I'll tell you what, all right, why don't you guys want to stick around? Let's do this one more time. We'll turn the clock
back.
I
think that.
Zero, we'll get some drinks.
No,
and,
I think.
You guys, Keith Strang, stick around and do a song.
Sure.
I think we have to put this up to a vote and ask our listening audience.
Okay.
Are you still here?
Okay, Liz, what do you think?
Liz, it's our audience. Are they with us or are they against us?
Yes, in the room.
let's ask our listener. Our listener.
Our listener. Are you with us or are you against us?
Poor Liz. She's looking for the CPR kit.
She's waving her hands around in despair and panic.
All right.
She's just leaving the room. That's all. She's just leaving the control room.
All right. I'm going to do a song.
Out,
I'm going to do
play
a song.
Us out. Come on.
I'm going to play a song. I got something, a little Dirty Blues, not nearly as
what's the
filthy.
Key?
I'm not even. In the key of A, how's that work for you?
Can these kids follow around along with these instruments?
Sure, yeah,
Keith,
yeah.
Give me a guitar.
Yeah, get a ukulele. This is got a.
What's the key again?
Give me a D harp for the key of A.
A is a very complicated key.
All right, so once again, it's Arts and Seizures live from Roberta's here in Bushwick on the Heritage Radio Network. Thanks to everybody, but especially our listener, Liz, in the booth. We're going to set the clock back to zero and do this one more time. The Beatnik Clubhouse here is working pretty good. All right. So for Pizza Rum and Keith Strang and three-time filthy song champion Karen Plitzky and the Choppy Dinner, Mike Edison, and well, I ain't the doctor, ain't the doctor's son, but I can do the operate before the doctor comes, because I'm a do-right man. Lord, a do-right man. I'm a do-right daddy. I'm doing everything that I can. Well, I ain't the milkman, ain't the milkman's son, but I will pull your titties before the milkman comes, cause I'm a do-right man.
That's how he gets his milk.
Yeah, do-right man.
Can I move my chair?
I'm a do-right daddy. Doing everything that I can. Well, I ain't the butcher's son, but I will grind your meat for the butcher he come. I'm a do-right man, Lord, a do-right man. Yeah, do-right daddy, and yeah, I'm doing everything that I can. All right, Mr. Strang.
Karen, Play that ukulele.
Well, I ain't the plumber's son, but I will lay some pipe for the plumber comes. I'm a do-right man, a lot of do-right man. Well, a do-right daddy, doing everything that I can. I got one more for you. Well, I ain't a banker or the banker's son, but I will cash your check before the banker comes. I know, only a Jew could conflate sex and money, right? Banking.
Or
finance.
Or a pimp.
Alright, one more.
There you go.
Well, I ain't Jesus or a carpenter's son, but I will nail you good before the carpenter comes. I'm a do-right man, a lot of do-right man. Yeah, do-right daddy, doing everything that I can. Cause I'm a do-right daddy, doing everything that I can. All right. Woo! All right. Arts and seizures.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.